In the Sahara Desert. It is the largest hot desert in the world. Various kinds of venomous snakes are found in this desert, the kinds which have the deadliest sting, making it impossible for anyone to survive. It is said that there is a cave in the desert, which is full of diamonds and precious stones, but nobody has ever been able to collect that hidden treasure from the cave. Nobody who has gone there has returned alive. This story became popular when an explorer named David came to the Sahara Desert in search of that treasure. With the help of one of the locals, Salim, David discovered that cave. Both of them were about to enter the cave when they suddenly heard the voice of a girl from behind. She said that the cave was very dangerous, and it was home to many poisonous snakes. Salim couldn't make out what this girl was doing in that secluded desert all by herself. When he asked her about this, she told them she was a snake charmer. David offered her some money and asked her to accompany them in the cave. He wanted to find the treasure at any cost. Salim was hesitant to go inside, and therefore he waited outside the cave while David went inside with the snake charmer. David went further inside the cave and found something shining amidst the walls of that cave. When he went closer, he saw that it was a huge diamond. As David moved forward to take the diamond, a snake came out hissing towards David that scared the hell out of him. However, before the snake could harm him, the snake charmer played her tune and drove that snake away. David easily took that diamond and went further ahead. Salim, who was standing outside, saw that David had forgotten to take his camera inside. He also went inside the cave to give David his camera. The moment Salim walked inside, he could hear the loud hissing sound from snakes inside the cave. When he went further ahead, he found a mountain of diamonds, rubies, and gold jewelry. David and the snake charmer were also standing there, but a lot of snakes were slithering around the gold and gems. There in the corner were some skeletons and bones lying as well. But because of his greed, David could not see anything else but the treasure. He asked the snake charmer to get rid of all the snakes from there, but what happened next, he would have never imagined. The snake charmer's jaws suddenly started to grow bigger, and her face turned black, and slowly her entire body elongated into a gigantic and horrifying snake. It suddenly stung David, and all the snakes around gripped his entire body. They repeatedly started sucking the blood out of him. Seeing this, Salim dropped the camera that he was holding, and he quickly ran out of the cave. When he came out, he saw that snake charmer, or rather the shape-shifting serpent, standing in front of him. He went down on his knees and begged for his life. Fearfully, he sat on his camel and left that place. Since then, the people living in Sahara believe that a shape-shifting snake lived there to protect the cave and the snakes inside it, so that nobody kills them for their greed of treasure. What do you think? If you found your way to that cave, would you go in there to look for the treasure?